Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And those lessons can't cover all the details, of course. So these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 26 and 27. They read, "At that time, his voice shook the earth. But now he has promised, 'Once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens.'" The words "once more" indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. The writer continues his comparison and contrast between the covenants made at Sinai and Zion, the ultimate covenant, the new covenant. And referring back to the time of Sinai, the time of Moses and the Exodus and the people of Israel in the desert, he says that his voice shook the earth at that time. The whole mountain trembled violently, Exodus 19, verse 18, Mount Sinai, covered with smoke. The Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace. The whole mountain trembled violently, referred to again in Psalm 68, verse 8. The earth shook, the heavens poured down rain before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. But there's another promise of a shaking in the Old Testament, in Haggai chapter 2, verse 6. This is what the Lord Almighty says, "In a little while I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land." That's a promise that when it is time for the final judgment, the end of this world order, God will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. This must be in the mind of the writer to the Hebrews. What will remain is what cannot be shaken in verse 27. Some things can be shaken, but what will remain is that which cannot be shaken. In other words, surely the kingdom that Jesus Christ shares with those who continue to trust him. And that's what our writer is hoping, that the people he's writing to will continue to trust Jesus and not go back to their old way of life and their old beliefs and religious systems, but continue with Jesus and thereby inherit what cannot be shaken and what will truly remain. It seems that heaven and earth both must be shaken in such a way that everything transient, everything temporary, everything secondary and everything second rate may fall away. Something has to take all of what is not right away. This is a wonderful promise to God's people, but it is also a warning. For this shaking is a severe shaking. It is a shaking of all that is not of God and all that is not of the kingdom. And we live in this world and can acquire and hold on to and desire sometimes to hold on to those things which are not of the kingdom. It's better to surrender those things now. It's better to give them up now. It's better to allow God to shake things away from us, to refine us now. Perhaps that's what's happening to these Christians that are being written to in this book of Hebrews, that God is shaking them, that God is trying to prevent them from clinging on to material things. That's why some of them have been put in prison. That's why some of their friends have. That's why some of their property has been confiscated. Not so much just that there is an evil in the world, but also that God is ensuring that they do not hold on to the things of the world and thereby miss what is promised them. And the things that cannot be shaken. And since those things cannot be shaken and that will remain can be held onto by Christians, and that's a good thing, that we can therefore be confident. We are informed about the way the world is going, but we don't have to be filled with fear as a result. Instead, we can cling on to our God and his kingdom, which cannot be shaken. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 28. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. My Twitter feed is mccx. And if you'd like to find us in iTunes, have a look, go to the search bar, type in mccx, look under podcast, and you should find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.